Hi, welcome to The Kickabout, the Nationals podcast focusing on football in the UAE. I'm your new host, John Turner. Joining me today on the phone is our sports reporter, John McCauley. John, how are you doing?
Very well, Johnny. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, mate. Good. Of course, there's one big thing we're going to be talking about today, and that is, of course, the AFC Champions League final featuring Al Ahly of Dubai taking on Zhangzhou Evergrande of China. The first legs taking place this Saturday, November 7th at the Rashid Stadium, with the return leg taking place in China on November 21st. John, I'd like to get your thoughts about this, of course, monumental occasion for Al Ahly Club. It's a great achievement for them to get to the final in the first place, of course, their first Champions League final. But let's be honest here, they begin this tie as underdogs, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they certainly do. They certainly do. You know, Guangzhou were champions as recently as 2 years ago, 2013. Chinese champions just last, 2 weekends ago, they won the league for the fifth consecutive time. They've got Luis Felipe Scolari as their manager, obviously World Cup winner in 2002. He's with Brazil, he was there again last summer, which didn't work out quite as well. Where on the other side, you've got Al Ahly here, not only contesting the final for the first time in their history, but they've gone through the knockout stages for the first time ever. They've never progressed beyond the group stages in, I think, six attempts before this. So, you know, it's the old cliche, David against Goliath, but everyone's excited. I'm down at the ground at the moment, and they're just putting kind of the final touches on the stadium and getting everything ready. And you can really sense there's a bit of a buzz down here at the minute.
But could you just give everyone an idea of the playing personnel that Zhangzhou will be boasting as well? They've got a few players that people will be quite familiar with.
Yeah. They've got Paulinho, of course, who played for Tottenham for two seasons. Didn't really do too well there. But before that, he was one of the standouts at the Confederations Cup in 2013, would that have been? They bought him in June for, I think it was 14 million euros. So they spent a lot of money on that. But that's what Guangzhou do. You know, they've been recruiting very, very well and splashing the cash for the past couple of seasons. They've got Eriksen, who's another Brazilian, who joined in 2012, I think it is, and was top goal scorer in the league 2 seasons ago, in the Chinese league I'm talking about. And they've also got Robinho, who you might know about. But unfortunately for them, and probably fortunately for Al Ahly, he's not registered for the Asian Champions League. So they've got a lot of really good players there. And they've also got the tournament's top goal scorer in Ricardo Goulart, another Brazilian, who's got 8 goals, I think it is. He's only scored, I think he got 6 of those in the group stages. He's only scored 2 since then. But yeah, it's a pretty formidable lineup, a pretty daunting task for Al Ahly. But you know, it's fantastic for them to be here.
John, you're talking about the buzz that's being created around the ground now with the build-up to Saturday. Of course, this occasion is huge, and it's a huge endorsement for UAE football and its progress, and of course, Al Ahly Club in particular. I know you spoke to the club CEO recently, and he kind of gave you a bit of an idea about the impact that reaching the finals made.
Yeah, Ahmed Khalifa. He was telling me, it was just yesterday actually, he was saying that you know, there's, I think the website's been getting unbelievable amount of traffic through it, unprecedented media exposure for the club, and he very, very aptly made the point that, you know, China's got 1.3 billion people, I think it is, and this is the Chinese champions that's coming to play here. So there's been a lot of interest back in China apparently, and that's definitely laid bare in terms of they've got members of the Chinese media have applied for accreditation. They're coming on Saturday, which is probably one of the reasons why it's best me coming down here today. I might just stay here to make sure I've got a seat in the media center.
Get your sleeping bag out. You know,
already got it. So there's a lot of attention that's being brought to not just Al Ahly but to the UAE football, because as I referenced earlier, this is the biggest match in UAE club football, certainly for 10 years. Al Ahly were the last one, the only other club to contest Champions League final. They won it in 2003 and they were runners-up in 2005. So it's been 10 long years. Al Ahly got, they contested, so sorry, they haven't, there's been no UAE side at this stage of the competition in 10 long years. And Al Ahly got to the semis last year. were beaten pretty comprehensively by Al Hilal. But Al Ahly got past Hilal last month in a really, really gripping second leg at the Rashid Stadium. And you know, there's signage going up here, the banners going up. There's Asian Champions League final plastered across the top of the stadium, just under where it says Rashid Stadium I'm looking at now. So, you know, it's there. The sense of occasion is building. And the CEO had said that, you know, they're just very much looking forward to really putting on a show and promoting UA football as best they can.
Right, John, I'd like to get your opinion on something. Unlike other Continental Champions League finals, this is over two legs. Now, we all know the old cliche in football, anyone can win over 90 minutes. But with a two-legged final, is it something that might favour Al Ahly and boost their chances, or do you think they would be better off if it was a one-off 90-minute game?
I don't know, because there's two sides to that, obviously. You know, a one-off match, anything can happen. Guangzhou, you know, bear in mind, Guangzhou have had a very, very intense and stressful kind of end to the season. They only clinched the title on the last day of the season. You know, so they've had, whereas Al Ahly have had a very good start to their season, and they've only played five matches in the Arabian Gulf League. They've won all of those with Rodrigo Lima and Everton Ribeiro being very good. So the two legs, you know, it doesn't give them a chance to get some sort of advantage here and take that to China. Obviously, it goes without saying that's the goal, but Guangzhou are, as I've said, they're very, very experienced, and they're used to playing in pressurised situations. You know, it won't faze them coming here and having 10,000 people in the stadium. They played against Beijing, the big rivals, and they needed to win to be certain of clinching the league a couple of weeks ago, and they played in front of 60,000, and they came away with a 2-0 victory. So, I really don't know that it. The fact that it's split up between West and East Asia until the final has definitely facilitated UAE clubs getting to the semi-finals last year to the final this year. I'm not sure over two legs. The standard is obviously that high at this level that I don't know if it matters where the Guangzhou were playing for the first leg. I think Al Ahly might have more of a problem when they go to the Tianpi Stadium in, what is it, 3 weeks' time and play in front of a massive crowd there.
Right, John, I'd like to ask you about the key men for Al Ahly and their best chances of clinching the title at the end of it. Now, of course, reaching this stage is clearly a massive effort by the entire squad. I wouldn't want to undermine that. But there are two players in particular that I think will be absolutely vital if Al Ahly are to win the trophy. And of course, that's Brazilian playmaker Everton Ribeiro and striker Rodrigo Lima. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, definitely. It is very much a collective team effort to get them this far, but the icing on the cake is provided by those two. You've got Ribeiro, who came in February, whenever Al Ahly weren't playing very well, signed from Cruzeiro for €9 million, I think it was. And he took a while to settle, but since maybe April time, and really kind of the tail end of the group stages and coming into the knockout stages, he's been absolutely fantastic for Al Ahly. He's beginning to look like the player that apparently Manchester United and AC Milan and Monaco were very, very interested in. And he works brilliantly in tandem with Rodrigo Lima. You know, Lima's signed, interestingly, just on the eve of player deadline for the knockout stages of the Champions League. And he scored, I think it's 14 goals in 12 games in all competitions. He scored in every single game he's played in, at least one. And he's just given the club, I said in the last podcast, he's just given the team a belief that if they create chances, they've got someone to take them, which was their big problem last year whenever they couldn't defend the Arabian Gulf League title. So they've got other players there. Akhmed Khalil is an obvious one, scored very, very important goals on the way to the final. Ismail Al-Khamadi is another. And you've got the two guys in midfield, Habib Fardan and Majid Hassan, who've really complement each other very well and have struck up a really good partnership. So there's a lot of good players there, but it's definitely those two that are kind of the spearhead.
Right, John, one final point I'd like to get from you, whatever you think is going to happen, both in this first leg and overall. How do you see this going, this match, and what would you think Al Ahly would consider as a positive result on Saturday?
It's a very, very tricky one. In terms of what I think will happen, it's, look, they're up against a really, really talented side packed with quality and, you know, experienced heads. They've got a large portion of the Chinese national team that play for them as well. I think Al Ahly would be doing very well to get a result here at home to take to Guangzhou. And by result, I mean to still be in the tie going into to Guangzhou. Cosman Olleroo always sets his teams out to attack. I don't think he'll change for this match at all, not even given the occasion. The goalkeeper I spoke to last week, and he had said that they only know one way to play. So it'll be an entertaining game. I can see Guangzhou definitely scoring. It's just what Al Ahly can keep them to and what they can get at the other end.
Just finally, John, if people want to come down to the ground and be involved and witness this huge occasion, what's the best way of people obtaining tickets?
It's a bit kind of shit at the moment. I asked the club yesterday, and they had said that tickets will be available on the day of the match, which seems as if it will be set for a bit of a mad rush. The only thing I would advise is for people who are interested, contact the club, and if they don't get through to the club during the day, try and contact them after 5 o'clock, which is, you know, it sounds counterintuitive, but that will be the best way, just so they can be aware of what's going on, and check Al Ahly's Twitter account or the social media account.
Brilliant, John. Well, thanks very much, as ever, for your insight and knowledge.
Thank you.
I'll see you on Saturday. Well, that's all we have time for today. This podcast was produced by Dipti Unnikrishnan on the National Multimedia Desk. You can follow the National Multimedia Desk on Twitter at NSVUAE and the Sports Desk at NatSportUAE. Thanks for listening.